Do you believe in a higher power, by Krishna's mercy?
Prakritin swamvashtabhya visrijami pun, pun. Bhutagram mimam kritsnamvasha prakritirvashat. Quote, the whole cosmic order is under me. By my will it is manifested again and again, and by my will it is annihilated at the end. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.8.
When people are questioned on the issue of religion, they may resort to the following response. They say that they certainly believe in a higher power. They are not exactly sure what that power is. They do not know which religion specifically aligns with this kind of belief, but they are not on the side which thinks that the entire existence lacks meaning. To me, this is an appealing argument. It is free of dogmatic insistence. It is not rooted in following blindly. It is not based on casting a glance across the entire population and creating a vision of a series of checkboxes. Those who are saved versus those who are not. The believers against the sinners. The good people and the bad people, and so on. To someone who does say that they believe in a higher power, what is the appeal from within the Vedic tradition? Why should such a person read Bhagavad Gita, for instance? What will be in it for them? What do they have to gain from the experience?
As His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains, the atheists are actually bluffing. They say that there is no God. They say that there is no higher power. They say that they don't believe in any of that make-believer or mythology. But the truth is that they will submit to a higher power. They will see this higher potency, which can be considered divine. The meeting occurs at the time of death. The atheist will submit. They will be forced to acknowledge the existence of something greater. This means that everyone already believes in a higher power, whether they publicly admit it or not. The appeal from the Vedic tradition is to expedite the meeting, in a positive way. Rather than wait to see God in His gruesome, all-devouring form of death, create a friendly relationship. As Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, the living beings appear and disappear, across the time span of billions of years. The entire cosmic manifestation is like the unrolling of a scroll. At some point in time, everything rolls back up and returns to the originator, who oversees everything. The Vedic tradition is ideal for the open-minded person, who wants to apply their intellect towards spiritual life in the same way that they have expanded knowledge in the areas of technology, science, medicine, psychology, and health. They want to believe in truth in a meaning to an existence, the proper method of identification of the individual, and the potential travel points for the future, after the time of death.
Yamya vapi smaran bhavan. Tyajate ante kalevram. Tantam evaiti konte. Sada tadbhav bhavita. Quote, whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 8.6.
The consciousness carries forward with the individual. What was previously on the mind, influenced by committed actions, led to present circumstances. Just as we see that two people who graduated from high school in the same year end up in two totally different places, because of the decisions they made, so the individual can go to wherever they like in the future. The potential is for reaching as high as the planet of Lord Brahma, the Creator, and as low as the hellish region, to suffer for sinful life. These are two endpoints encompassing the full range, but the category is the same. There is always another birth. This is the cycle of transmigration of the soul, coming and going.
Abraham bhuvna lokaya. Punar avartino jun. Mam upetya tu konte. Punar jan na vidyate. Quote, from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 8.16.
Those who reach the planet of Sri Krishna, the Vaikuntha realm, do not have to return. That realm is unmanifest in the sense that it is never created or annihilated. It is not subject to the dualities of seen and unseen, high and low, alive and dead, and so forth. Vaikuntha is as eternal as its chief resident. If I do not want to return to Vaikuntha, if I insist on remaining where I am, there is full facility. Again and again, the host of beings complete the landscape of the material world. There is no shortage. There is no lack of opportunity. For the person who questions the purpose to it all, for one who wants to experience a higher taste, who wants to be finished with the dualities of a material existence, nirvana, genuine spiritual life is the way. Krishna is both the goal and the constant companion along the way, shining the light of knowledge from within.
Tesha satatyuktana bhajita priti purvakam dadami buddhiyogantan yen mam upyantite. Quote, to those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 10.10.
In closing, both companion and the goal, for interested spirit soul, who with nirvana in mind, no more dualities that bind, Sri Krishna the path alighting, through Maya's intrusion fighting, such that in Vaikuntha to land, from divine's helping hand.